There is a place for generalizations in logical discourse. It is not true, as the communists would have you believe, that it's wrong to generalize. It's a very valuable technique to make your point. If, for example, 9 out of 10 women between the ages of 30 and 40 that live in the suburbs prefer one dishwashing liquid over another, that's very important to know if you're trying to sell the other dishwashing liquid, to find out what it is about this demographic that makes them lean toward this color as opposed to that color of dishwashing liquid, I mean. So, but the communists, who are Jewish, of course, came into white Western civilization and noticed nobody liked them because they looked different from the beautiful Anglo-Saxon with their blonde hair and perfect faces. And they discriminated against them. Obviously, they were not attracted to them. So the Jews felt very bad about this, and they said, that's immoral of you not to love us. But it isn't. It's absolutely moral. People have a right, an absolute right, and maybe a moral obligation to be honest with themselves about who they love and who they don't love. I mean, that is one thing we are entitled to, is our feelings. And yeah, white people do not think that black people are attractive. That doesn't mean they can't judge properly in a court of law to decide whether they're guilty of a crime or not by applying the proper logical techniques. For example, was he seen at the scene of the crime? Did they find the gun in his person? And were his fingerprints and his DNA, for example, in the case of Mike, what's his name? Where they found his DNA on the cop's gun, well, that's a pretty good evidence that that guy was, as the cop said, fighting for him to get the gun away from the police officer. So you don't have to love someone to be fair toward them. But the Jews and their ilk, which is all the other non-whites, seem to feel that it's a crime against humanity to find them unattractive, which they are, by any objective standards. So then they strike down the idea of objective standards. And then they strike down the idea of generalizations. And they're just tearing apart the basis of logical discourse upon which white civilization is based. So I'm simply saying there is nothing wrong with generalizations. If it is true, as I contend, that generally speaking, the average Negro has 3/4 the amount of frontal lobes, which is where reasoning takes place, then that needs to be stated, because you're dealing with a kind of person who can't think as well as he needs to in order to get along in civilization with whites and yellows. If what I say is true, and in fact the Negro has 8 times the testosterone of the white or the yellow, which predisposes him to violent crime, that needs to be put out on the table as a truthful fact. If it is an untruthful fact, then argue against the fact. Mic is free.